Hello and welcome to The Write Stuff, a podcast by the Gonzaga University Writing Center. As a reminder, the Writing Center is open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sundays 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. To schedule an appointment, go to gonzaga.mywconline.com. That's gonzaga.mywconline.com. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. I am here with Alyssa Lucas. Got it right. Yes. I'm like your principal from, what was it, high school?
Yep.
High school, yeah.
Said my name wrong at graduation.
Perfect. Well, I'm here. What is your role on campus in CSAS? What's that wonderful acronym stand for?
Okay, so CSAS is the Center for Student Academic Success, and it is the overarching umbrella for academic advising and assistance, disability access, learning strategies, and the Academic Testing Center. And I work in learning strategies as a learning specialist, and I am the supervisor for the tutoring program in the Learning Studio in Foley Library.
Yes, right next door to the Writing Center.
Yes.
They are wonderful neighbors. And then really quick, you know, when can we find you open? When are your guys' hours?
Okay, so the Learning Studio is open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 8.
Perfect. Got to throw that in there.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to miss that. So let's just kind of jump right into it. You know, tell us a little bit about you, kind of the role you have on campus here, and how'd you end up getting here to GU?
Okay. So I've been working at GU since 2016. I actually started in the Disability Access Office. I was there for about 4 years. GU gave me a home when I didn't really have one professionally. I'd never really had a chance to have a career. I was being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
This gave me a home and a family. CSAS is a very tight-knit group. In 2020, I moved over to Learning Strategies, and I found my calling. I have an English degree, should have been an English teacher. However, I don't have the demeanor to be a teacher.
I disagree off the bat. But
at the moment, I didn't. When I was 22, I did not have the demeanor to be a teacher. So this kind of makes sense going into the training the tutors and supervising the tutors and supporting the peer supports. That works for me. And I can watch them grow and change and go on and out into the world with the things they've learned from us and be, what do we say? Can't even remember. Just we care for the whole person, and this is my way of doing this.
Write it in the mission statement?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even, I'll come back to it.
Is it care for the whole person, or that's hero personalis, right?
Yeah.
There.
It's right there.
It's on the tip of the tongue.
Yep.
We can, you know, that doesn't
we'll
have to
come
be
back to it.
Perfect. So I guess what I want to kind of break down really early on, especially for those listening who may be, you know, curious about kind of, well, do I go in? What can I get help with? I guess let's talk about as if we've got a physics paper. Say, and I know you guys are very STEM focused.
Mm-hmm.
Say I've got a physics paper and I want to kind of, I want to utilize the library's resources. I want to utilize the Writing Center and their kind next door neighbors at CSAS. What would maybe be the process? What would I want to look for? And how could I receive that help?
Okay, so you could actually use all three of the peer supports if you wanted to. If you needed to kind of work out the concepts you wanted to write about, you meet with a physics tutor. Didn't think about that when we were talking earlier. But you can meet with a coach and kind of figure out what the prompt is, what they're asking you to do, and what you want that end result to be, your conclusion. And kind of work through the outline or the thought process, talk it out with somebody that is going to be able to help anybody in any subject. It's those basic study skills and things like that when it comes to a coach. But then they would send you off and let you go write your paper and then send you over to the Writing Center when it's complete so you can go over those word choices and those transitions and things like that and make sure that you've got a good solid paper. And by then you will have touched all three peer supports that we have to offer between the Learning Studio and the Writing Center.
Definitely. And to echo that, you've got the Writing Center that we can help you out with those, of course, that you said the transitions, but
mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit more about the coaching element.
So that it's a little less confusing.
What would that interview, or not interview, but kind of what would that relationship be like?
Yeah.
You know, some people may think it's daunting, or what can you say to kind of quash that mindset?
In this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in this scenario, you know, going in to talk about a physics paper, it the coach would be, if you give them enough information in your session form, they would be prepared to sit down and kind of think about what a scientific paper would need to look like and how it's different from a history paper, and where you would need to kind of outline things in a different way or a more distinct way. Because you're talking about very clear processes and or very clear research, and you're bringing in numbers. And so the coach could actually sit with you and talk you through that or help you outline it, so you're making sure you're hitting all those points and it's not too creative because it is a science paper, and make sure that you've got those good ideas that if you were to sit there and do it by yourself, yes, you might maybe be able to come up with it, but it's just a lot easier and it can flow more when you talk about it out loud. And when you get that chance to actually have somebody who is looking at it as a whole, kind of be there for feedback. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Okay. And the Writing Center is really similar. As a tutor, I can speak to that idea formation process. When somebody comes in and they want to talk to us about, you know, I'm struggling with maybe a thesis. You know, you talk about the creative, the creative papers, maybe less of the science papers, but you know, somebody's like, well, I want to get these ideas out. I want to make sure that I have all these things kind of in my head. And we can totally help you at the Writing Center. Obviously, you guys can help as well. There's so many options in this little tiny nook of the library. You can talk to any one of us, any combination. You can get a lot of those ideas out because ultimately it's a nice, comfortable conversation. We're not trying, it's not a class, it's not aggressive, it's really welcoming. I mean, one of the philosophies we have in the Writing Center is, you know, we're recording in the Writing Center in one of the back rooms. We don't like to close those doors. Dr. Eliason, the director, was telling me the other day, you know, we're going to keep those open. You know, the mindset of this whole corner of the library is it's all about openness,
welcoming open. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it comes down to even the doors in this part of the Writing Center. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and so that's where, you know, talking about sitting down and writing, sitting down and talking about writing with somebody, whether it be a coach or a writing tutor with that formation process. One of the things that we tell our students when we used to be the coaches, we used to meet with the students, but we find that they like to listen to their peers better. And the peers are closer, more relevant in those conversations. But one of the things we tell them is if you can teach somebody the content, it doesn't matter how much information they already know or where their major is or where their mindset is. If you can teach somebody the content, then you've learned it. So if you can sit down with somebody and talk about the paper, you know what you're doing. You just need help kind of putting it down into either an outline or those key points so you can go and write the paper. So if you take that opportunity to sit down with the coach and just kind of, this is what I want to write about and this is why and it does this and this, you've got it.
Totally. And then further along in the process, say they've gone and written that paper out, they come back. They can totally come back. Maybe they're confident in their paper. Maybe they're not. It doesn't matter kind of where you are. You can totally return to this fun little nook at the library. And we can go through it again. We can talk about things like structural organization. And that's not exclusive to the Writing Center. That's also for you guys, I assume.
But you guys are trained in tutoring that. Coaches are not.
I would agree. I would open that up.
I would say use both sources.
Use both sources. Yep. We can definitely help you with all of that once it's fully written out. I think, you know, I kind of want to draw upon your writing background here and talk a little bit about structure and just kind of how, maybe for those people that are in the idea formation process, what are maybe your best strategies when you're trying to put the pen to page or your fingers to the keyboard?
Yep.
What are maybe some of your favorite strategies to get those ideas out there?
So one thing that I would tell students when I was meeting with them, and my oldest is 16 and in Running Start and doing English 101, and like, Mom, I don't know where to start. If you don't know where to start and you are on your own, you can't have that conversation with somebody, turn on your dictation tool and start talking.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And then you will, because if you know it, it'll come out, right? And you're going to have to edit it anyway, whether it's a paper or a stream of consciousness that your dictation tool got. And at least you have something on the page and it'll at least get you started. It'll get it out and get you started on that idea. And when I write, I'm currently taking my master's program here, so cool. Doing a lot of papers at the moment.
Nice.
The way that I do it, I'm not much of a talker. You wouldn't know it. I write better than I talk. So I will just start writing, and then I'll get to a point where I'm just like, this is not what I was trying to do or where I wanted to go. And I just return down to the next page, and then I go again. Mm-hmm. And then until I get something that I'm like, yes, this is what I wanted, but I don't erase anything. Because you never know what sentence is just going to want to go down to
exactly.
that you really wanted. It was good. It just, everything around it didn't work.
That plug and play.
Yep. Yeah. You always be willing to move it around.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then the other thing, like last night, my 16-year-old was like, Mom, I don't know what these writing prompts mean. They're also sick. So it was like, I just can't think. So I reworded them and formed a question with them. And then they were like, oh, okay. Now I know what I'm like, what are you being asked to do? I always tell students, what game are you being asked to play? What are the rules? Mm-hmm. What's the expectation? How do you win? If you're not willing to do those things, you're not willing to play the game. So either change your mindset or get up.
There you go. I think back to in sixth grade, I hated writing, which look at me now, but I hated writing. And my strategy was to speak my papers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, you know, got on my dad's iPad and spoke out my whole essays.
Yep.
Didn't edit them though.
Yeah.
So I turned them in. I turned those in, and that, let's just say they didn't get the best grades because, you know, they're like, Jack, why is there a capital letter in the middle of your sentence? Because that's just when I started a new thought. Terrible.
Took a breath.
Yeah, exactly. So, and dictation wasn't even as good as it was back, or, you know, back then. So, you know, words would be all over the place. The wrong word would be said, but I just didn't look. It was terrible. But
that's the beauty of your talk to text or dictation tools. Is that you should go back and edit your paper anyway.
Yes.
So just start talking, and you're going to have to go back and fix it for the purpose of it being complete sentences or the correct, you know, term that you were trying to say in the spelling. So don't worry about what it looks like when you first get going.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things, you know, I'm an editor for the Bulletin right now, and one of the biggest things that we stress to kind of the other writers there is just read it once. Just kind of read back what you have once, because if you read that back, read it aloud, you're going to pick up on some things and be wanting to change it.
Yes.
And
agreed.
Mm-hmm. And there's a huge emphasis even on writing something, and I know it can be tough with the hustle and bustle of college and stuff like that, but to do it maybe a day before the assignment's due, because you wake up that next morning and you read that paper and you're like, I don't even know what I'm saying here.
Exactly.
Let me rework this. Let me plug and play something here. Maybe this paragraph doesn't work. There's so many different strategies that just with a little bit of time, all of a sudden,
time and planning.
Exactly.
Yes.
You've got a little bit more of a structure to your piece or a flow. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your voice is more present.
Exactly. To this day, I still start my papers early. My supervisor thinks it's funny that we do what we do, telling students about time management, study skills, organization, and he says, "You've got all of that. I have none of it. I know how to teach it." And I was like, "Fine." But that's exactly. You're right. Start it early enough. You can do your rough draft, edit, walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to it and see, you know, what you caught that time. Read it out loud. Do your first, you know, your first real good draft. Edit it. Walk away from it.
Yeah.
At least three times. Like, your third one should be the one you turn in. So you have to have the time to do that, in my opinion.
And, you know, I totally agree. And there's a lot of people that will utilize that strategy and be very successful. And there's also a lot of people on campus that are kind of caught up in that hustle and bustle. And, you know, it's a day towards the day closer to the day I've got to turn this in.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't dissuade anyone from coming in.
No,
I don't want us. I don't want us to be like, oh my gosh, you got to start these papers earlier.
That's just my opinion.
Exactly. No one's going to come into the writing center, or no one's going to come into to CSAS and, you know, be. No one's going to say, you know, you should have started this earlier. It's going to be like, well, let's work on it. We've got time now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get into it. We maybe don't have as much time as we did, but that doesn't mean that we can't output a good product.
Yes.
Like, there's going to be product. Something is going to be positive here.
Yes. They can't say that when you leave, they're not going to invite you to come back sooner next time.
Yeah. definitely.
Yeah. But, no, it doesn't matter where you are in the process or how close you are to the due date.
Mm-hmm.
That will actually, you know, depend on the quality of what you turn in. And some people, and my mother would hate me for saying this, some people can write the paper the night before, edit it the next morning, turn it, and they're fine. And that's just the way they do things. I don't. And that's not what we recommend. Give yourself time.
Yeah.
Time to walk away, come back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And have somebody else look at your paper, too, I would say, because I'm terrible at editing my own things.
Yeah.
I can edit other people's stuff till the sun goes down. I can still read novels that are printed, and I'm like, that's wrong. But I cannot edit my own things.
Mm-hmm.
So have somebody else look at it.
Have you ever looked back at some papers you've written years ago and read those and just be like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my gosh. Really?
Really? I thought I was so smart, too. Yes.
But you can totally, when, you know, you want somebody else to look at it, come into the Writing Center.
Exactly.
We're going to totally be there for you. If you've got a goal, that's the most I can ask. If you're coming into the Writing Center, come in and what do you want to figure out? What do you want to solve? Is it something with grammar? Is it something with maybe organization? Mm-hmm. And we can really tailor that session, whether it be 30 minutes, an hour, we can tailor that session to make sure that we get that solved, or we can move you towards
as possible.
Yes, as close as possible for the next time, because I'll have people come in that maybe are a little bit lost or maybe sometimes don't totally know the right way to do things. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that maybe the next time you go about that, you have a little bit more info. You have a little bit more of an idea of maybe what's the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be some of the most beneficial things.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with the tutors and the coaches. We actually train them in like motivational interviewing so they can ask those questions to help you understand what it is you're even trying to ask for. Because sometimes you're so overwhelmed, you just don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a friendly place to go and let somebody talk through it with you so you can figure out what you're trying to do and then help you plan how to get to your goal.
Yeah. The biggest thing, you know, we talked about it earlier, is that starting point.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get that starting point, you can roll.
Yep.
I had somebody come in the other day who'd never written an argumentative paper before. And she was like, I just don't know where to go from here.
Mm-hmm.
And by coming in, we were able to kind of get a central idea, one of those, get a thesis going. And from there, the paper just started to build.
Yep.
And you just need that one little spark, that one little moment.
Yes.
And we can help you with that.
Yep. As can we in the learning studio.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
You.
If you have anything else you want to plug or the times that you guys are open, you can say them again. I can say the Writing Center is open Monday through Thursday, I believe. Let me make sure that I get this right. I'm going
to
grab.
10 to.
I believe it's 10 to 8.
I think it is. And then Sunday, 5 to 10. Oh, man, I know it better than you, man.
Look, I know. I'm here Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
You know, our hours, we're talking Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, we're not open, but Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sundays, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. You come to the Writing Center. What about CSAS?
Learning Studio is open Sunday through Thursday, 12 to 8.
Excellent.
And I guess the only other thing I would add is that our academic coaches also give skills workshops. So follow us on Instagram, Gonzaga_CSAS, so you can see when we're going to do those, all kinds of different topics. And we will be partnering with the Writing Center on one of those really soon.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank
you. We'll catch you next time.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks for listening to The Right Stuff. Remember, to schedule an appointment with the Writing Center, go to gonzaga.mywconline.com. Thanks again.